That's fine. Cattle that doesn't get enough to eat. How would you describe that?
Undernourished.
How about sheep? Sheep that don't get enough to eat. They're thin.
Mm-hmm. Not undernourished. I mean, that's, I know that's not what you're looking for.
Well, it could be anything. I haven't heard something that sounds real technical for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't want an animal on the farm to breed, they do what to it?
Spay it.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated bull is a...
Gelding? Oh, a bull. Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
I never knew this until I started doing this. It's a steer?
Of course. Yeah, that's right.
How about a pig?
I don't know that either.
Or a sheep?
No.
And I couldn't even imagine what this was when I saw it in the dialect information, but it's a weather sheep. A W-E-T-H-E-R.
Never heard of that. Of course, I've heard of steer. Of course, I know that.
What about barrow for pig?
Never heard of any of those.
Okay. And have you ever heard any animal calls, like you call to your animals to get them to come in? Calls to cows?
Yeah, I know there are, but I don't know any of them.
Okay. How about would you say to make a horse go faster?
Giddy-up.
Okay.
Giddy-up.
Sometimes people have pets in their homes, and what kinds of pets do they have?
Dogs or cats. Birds.
Mm-hmm. And a dog of mixed breed is called a...
Mongrel.
Okay. An orphan calf, lamb, or horse is called a...
I don't know what an orphan would be.
You ever heard of a dogie?
Oh, yeah. In the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And this is kind of a funny one, but animal excrement in a pasture cows leave behind.
Uh-huh. Oh, dung.
And how about buffaloes?
Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
Is something different?
Well, some people have a different
name. Oh, they call them, what are they, pads? No.
And chips?
Chips.
Would you call buffalo chips? Chips.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Wild horses are called?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's names for those, too. Oh, the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a little rodent that sits on top of its mounds and barks if it sees trouble?
Gopher?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You call it a gopher. Is that different from a prairie dog?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And those little animals that scurry around, they're like squirrels, but they're smaller.
They're rock squirrels. Oh, chipmunks.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen a woodchuck?
No. I'm not to know it. The woodchuck chuck.
And what's the rodent that eats nuts and has a fluffy tail?
A squirrel.
Mm-hmm. And the reptile that crawls around very slowly and has a shell on its back and it can disappear inside its shell is called?
Turtle.
Uh-huh. What about the ones that go only on land?
Well, they're not. The amphibian are the ones that go both, right? Oh, box turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the, do you know some game animals in El Paso?
Game animals? In the zoos? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, in the, you know, people shoot them for sport.
In El Paso?
Mm-hmm. There's a few.
Really?
That's okay if you don't know any.
No, I don't want to know any.
That's a good one for men. That's a good question for men. How about animals that you might find in the forest, in Cloudcroft, for instance?
Bears. Coyotes. Not coyotes too much, but bears mostly. Squirrels.